Item number 12, from the Director, Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services Section, Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to abolish one position of heating equipment mechanic and to create one position of architect. This item was also referred to the Department of Administrative Services and Human Resources.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Supervisors. This request here by Administrative Services Facilities Management Division has to do with staffing the facilities assessment team. Originally, the facilities assessment team was created consisting of a managing architect, one electrical mechanic, and two heating equipment mechanics. We have in place now one of the heating equipment mechanics, and this last one has been left unfilled. Currently, one of the purpose of the report here is to request authority to change or abolish the existing heating equipment mechanic and replace that with a creation of an architect position. During the evolution of this program, facilities assessment team, it's been determined that an additional architect position would serve this function better than two heating mechanics. And so we're requesting that the board authorize the director of DAS to work with HR to abolish one position of heating mechanic and create another position of architect. It will result in a lower cost due to the fact that the heating mechanic pay rate is higher than an architect.
Who would have thought that? Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There we go. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, actually, I was curious about, an architect can be a lucrative trade, and I know sometimes... some of our positions in other departments we've had problems actually recruiting people because we don't pay enough. Of course, the pay range is on the last page of the report here. And Mr. High, I mean, you're not HR, but do you think this would be sufficient to attract a good person for this position? Sufficient pay range, I should say.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, we've gone through that JEQ process with HR. I personally feel that they've done a pretty professional job in looking at pay ranges and professional positions, more so perhaps than in the past. The idea here is not to hire a senior architect, but a mid-level architectural position to assist the senior architect position. I think the salary range is sufficient to attract responsible, qualified architect.
Thank you. So I think I understand the justification in terms of the need for the architectural position, but aren't there other, don't you have other vacancies already in that area, or have you replaced those who had left?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, we do have a, this is in the, this facilities assessment team is budgetarily in the Director of Facilities Management's section, if you will, part of the division. That team is dedicated to strictly the building assessment program. We do have a current architectural vacancy in the architectural services area. That's under Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services section, and that position is currently under recruitment. We have a list, and we're developing interviews for that.
Okay, but this is dedicated strictly to that facilities assessment task.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, yes.
Okay, and likewise, the position that's being eliminated, that heating and equipment mechanic, they were only doing that task. So there's no, there'd be no reduction in there's no transference there in terms of work that we will now not be doing, that we're going to be hiring time and materials people to do our HVAC.
Mr. Chair, supervisors, that there's no connection.
Okay. Apparently I should have stayed in architecture. 16 years ago I graduated with that degree. apparently I'd be a senior architect.
Yeah. Still can.
I couldn't do it anymore. 16 years, they were barely using computers.
Do we have a motion? We have a motion to take the roll, please.
That's what it would be.
On the motion to recommend item 12 for adoption, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion prevails.
Thank you.
Next item. Now we're up to item 16, right?
Yeah.